Okay, the next three are under, I guess, old business, and I wasn't here for those three, so I guess I'd turn over to Mr. McCabe then. These were from the last meeting.
Yeah.
I wasn't here, so you'll have to take those in, I guess, because I don't...
You want me to take?
Yeah, oh yeah, you'll have to, because I don't know anything about them, and I could vote on them anyway.
Dale, you can still preside at the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, and everybody can stay where they are.
Oh, okay.
You just can't deliberate or vote, that's all.
Okay, under old business, you got, the first case is 9,670. It's east of Road 321 Hickory Drive. It's a variance from a front yard setback within the Piney Grove Manor development.
That's 9,607.
Yes.
9,607 is your first case, uh-huh?
Sounded like seven.
What is it?
It sounded like you said 9,670.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, 9,607, I'm sorry. I may have done it. Yeah, it's a variance from your front yard setback requirements.
Yeah, he was asking for a front yard setback because it was the only place he felt he could add on.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know. I just kind of felt it's difficult to to believe that's the only place on the front, but. It appears there's room in the back, but I don't know. What do you think?
Jeff and I went to look at it yesterday, and he can't do it at the back. And
I think it's septic's back there, as well as whether this picture reflects, I guess it reflects an addition there, but it didn't look like you could feasibly add it on in the back.
Wish you'd express that tonight, but
yeah, that's one reason why we table that, so go look at that.
Well, but that's the reason we have the hearing, so that everything comes up, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, technically we can't consider the fact that you looked at it and, you know, it's outside the hearing, but anyway. I mean, as I recall, the reason he gave he couldn't put it on the back was because it wouldn't work with the floor plan of the house, but anyway.
Mr. McGabe, how do you feel on it?
I don't have a problem with it.
And Mr. Workman?
I don't have a problem with it.
Mr. Hudson?
I don't have a problem with it. In the notes, it says it does say in the meeting notes that the addition cannot be built anywhere else on the lot, and that there are other variances in the development. I guess it didn't go on to elaborate on why it couldn't
specify why.
Yeah.
And Mr. Mills. Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, hearing no further discussion, then Chair will entertain a motion on case number 9,607.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 9607. It's an amendment variance to full relief.
Okay, have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that you approve case number 9,607. All those in favor of the motion, give usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
Motion carried by a vote of 3-1. Okay, next is case number 9,608. It's a variance from the maximum age requirement for the placement of a manufactured home. William and Doris Betts, Southwest Road of 326. From the maximum age requirement.
Had a hardship before. One of the reasons I case we heard tonight that I took it under advisement, that we're starting to see quite a few of these. And, it reminds me of days gone by when we saw a lot of mobile homes on less than 5 acres, and because it, you know, grant one, then the two, and then I think we averaged about 10 or 12 a night. I think we should be cautious in granting these. Sussex County, the council had changed the ordinance to allow more affordable housing for people, and in that they felt that anything, obviously they felt, you know, anything 5 years old or newer was affordable on 3/4 of an acre instead of 5 acres. So that's my concern in this case.
Okay.
In future cases.
Okay.
John, they had a hard, you had a, did a hardship before on that, right?
Yeah, but it was not with the same people.
Different person,
it was,
I
it
think
was
that.
Their son, I believe. It was.
And this is your son, too? And his young daughter? Or our son, yeah.
Son.
No. I don't recall exactly who, and it's not in the minutes. I don't, as I recalled it, it wasn't, I think, it, no, it was somebody's mother, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
You think it might be better to
was
we,
the hardship.
I mean, this could be a hardship. Casey, yeah, I mean, it might be better we do that.
Well,
back.
It can't be a hardship because it's not the same parcel, is it? It's an adjacent parcel.
Yeah, okay.
So I would question, you know, why, and it's obvious why they want it on a separate parcel, but, you know, true hardship would be that they put it on their the same their parcel.
By doing that, I mean, they can still run it out.
Right, exactly. This way, yeah, this way it's...
This way, yeah.
You know, you start out with a 21-year-old unit.
Yeah.
And 10 years from now, it's 31 years old, and it's rented, and somebody else owns it, and, you know, all that kind of thing. That's my concern, you know, and I think
leaving
that
the door
was,
open, then.
Huh?
Leaving the door open for...
Right, and we're also leaving a, you know, setting a precedent for future requests. Again, my concern is that, I don't know, you know.
This is a pretty old unit. You know, a lot of the ones you've been getting are not necessarily
seven,
five, but
six,
just, you know,
seven,
eight.
5 to 10, probably.
A little bit beyond, and you know, when you start getting into 20 years, you're starting to date some things.
Yeah.
This might not be a very good idea, then, doing it that way. I mean, you're setting it back.
If it is, yeah.
5 to 7 or 5 to 10.
Yeah, I mean, the point of limiting it to 5 years is obviously you're talking about something that's fairly new and is probably very attractive. And, you know, although this might have been fairly attractive, you know, when you get to be 20 years old, you're starting to show some age.
We're not attractive anymore.
And I'm just happy birthday, sweet friends.
Wow.
Mercy. Okay.
Just average wear and tear, Melissa.
I guess my only concern would be that it is for a disabled person, but I guess what you're saying is that that's what the medical hardship.
Yeah, I mean, you can't control that. He could move out tomorrow, and then you've got the 20-year-old home. And
they could come back and ask to put it on their parcel for a period of 2 years.
Is there an age stipulation on that? Medical hardship.
Not unless you impose one yourselves.
You know, I think that, you know, if this were a unit similar to what we've seen within 5 to 10 years of age, you know, it might be more palatable, if you will.
Mr. McCabe? Mr. Workman?
I'm not in favor of it.
Not in favor. Mr. Hudson? Not in favor. Mr. Mellon? Okay, there being no further discussion by the board, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we deny case number 9608 as it doesn't meet the standards for granting a variance.
Yeah, second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman. that we deny case number 9608 for the reasons that it does not meet the standards for granting of the, for the granting of a variance. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Next case is number 9613, American Towers Corporation,